It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the summer, Dr. Husing has been talking about the advantages and disadvantages that the Inland Empire economy has compared to the coastal communities in the pursuit of growth, jobs, higher wages, more qualified workers, and generally a better quality of life. Now, in years past, coastal business, government, and civic leaders haven't taken the Inland Empire too seriously, certainly not as a first choice to locate or expand businesses, but not so much anymore, thanks to recent nods to the Inland Empire from Governor Jerry Brown and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, talking about the IE's dynamic economy now and in the future. This morning, Dr. Husing lists some big reasons why coastal business leaders had better pay attention to what's happening economically in the big, growing inland region to their east.
When you look at our area, we have a population of 4.5 million people. This is not an area. It's a state. And people tend to forget that the Inland Empire has more people than 25 of the 50 states. We are right dead center in the middle among states of the United States in terms of our population.
Just in our region.
Just in our region. We recently passed Kentucky. Oregon is two states behind us now, and almost 500,000 fewer people than these two counties. So our issues, in terms of a national perspective, are national issues that we try and solve in this particular region because of just the sheer size. But if you're one of those companies that needs a big population base to work with, this is an area that you should be seriously thinking about.
Thus Amazon.
Well, Amazon pretty much is here because of e-commerce and the ability to have large tracts of land.
True.
That's why they're here.
But then they also need a lot of people.
They do that, but then they serve all of Southern California from the Inland Empire.
Yeah,
so it's Southern California they're interested in. But if you take a look forward on population at what the Department of Finance Demographic Research Unit, which constantly is redoing its population forecast. And if you look at the period from 2015 to 2040, this area is anticipated to add another 1.44 million people, which take us essentially to 6 million.
In just
to put
years.
That in perspective compared to other areas, according to the again, the Demographic Research at Department of Finance, they expect L.A. County to add 1 million. So in absolute numbers, they anticipate us to add almost 500,000 more people in L.A. County.
In L.A. County. That's unbelievable.
But then you take what I think is even wilder. If you take Orange County's growth between 2015 and 2040 and add it to San Diego, add it to Ventura, and add it to Little Imperial, they're only expected to add 1.12 million, just a little bit more than L.A.
All of that.
All those combined.
Isn't that interesting?
So, again, if I'm that kind of a company, those are positives that I ought to be thinking about. However, again, going back to the negative side, I'm an office operation that wants to serve this area. In the past, by now I'd be coming here. And they were coming here before the Great Recession. We saw back office insurance operations. We saw the headquarters of construction companies. We saw accounting companies, lawyers. We saw people that were in financial planning come here.
They were moving here before the recession.
They started aggressively coming here during the buildup just before the recession. What happened after the recession? First of all, they retreated back to their coastal offices. They closed their offices out here. So our office vacancy rate went sky high, went up to almost 25% because we also at the same time built a lot of facilities because we saw this growth coming.
No, there was a time when you saw a lot of those closed offices, those national branch offices of this, that, and the other thing just closed.
What happened now, though, is there's been a fundamental change in the way people handle a lot of their paperwork. It used to be you went to an office. Now you do it online. So many of the functions that would have in the past had to move here are able to happily stay in L.A., Orange, and San Diego County and deal with us over the internet. Mm-hmm. And so it has blunted what normally would be a migration out here that we should have seen by now. And we really have not seen it anywhere near what you would have expected at this point. And when I go out and interview companies, mm-hmm. and when I interview the people whose job it is to get tenants to go in office buildings, the smartest one I talked to said, part of our problem now is the ability to use the internet to be able to not have to migrate to be able to take care of people. Mm-hmm.
This is a relatively new problem in terms of economics.
This is brand new, yeah. And if you stop and think of mortgage, you had to go to a mortgage broker's office,
yeah.
All of that. You don't have to anymore. You can mm-hmm. do almost all of it online. Mm-hmm. And even you can do it over the internet with signatures and stuff now.
So that's a negative.
That's a negative that gets tossed in that sort of blunts the fact we've got this huge population that's growing like mad and that a lot of companies ought to be here to take care of. And really, the freeways were even helping us because people didn't want to drive to offices in the coastal counties. But now, to some extent, they don't have to anymore. So that's kind of the other side.
More from Dr. Husing next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.